This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel must remain in a strip of land between the Gaza Strip and the Egyptian border to prevent Hamas from rearming. As the White House says Israel must withdraw at least partially from the area, Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army published a picture Wednesday of the opening of the tunnel in Gaza where the bodies of six Israeli hostages were found after they had been executed by Hamas on Saturday. The deaths of the six, including American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Pohen, has sparked mass demonstrations in Israel by hundreds of thousands of Israelis who want Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to agree to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that would free the remaining 101 hostages. Three of the six hostages killed by Hamas were said to have been released in the first phase of the deal, meaning they were killed days before they could have been freed. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday Ukraine needed new energy as he ordered a major government reshuffle at a crucial juncture in the war against Russia. A total of six ministers, including Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, submitted their resignation, and Parliament accepted the resignations of four. UN Nuclear Agency Chief Rafael Grossi visited the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeast Ukraine on Wednesday.
We have a very fragile situation here because of the military operations.
Grossi is director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and his team inspected one of the cooling towers of the plant that caught fire last month. And Grossi said the fire was not caused by combustion at the base of the tower.